Farmers across the country are feeling the backlash of the trade war with China. And while there have been recent steps towards resolving that, the national farm economy hasn't fared well. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck found, our region is an exception.
Drew Eggers was at the edge of one of his stubble fields when he plucked a patch of mint left over from harvest.
And you can smell.
Oh, yeah.
Smell the spearmint.
This is his 41st year farming out on Black Cat Road in southwest Idaho. It's also his last year.
Two weeks ago, I rented the farmland out to other farmers, and so we're starting retirement.
He's seen plenty of ups and downs with crops ranging from mint to corn to beans. His last year was pretty good, and he attributes that to planning.
You know, a farmer anywhere needs to be a good business manager.
And it was a good year for a lot of Mountain West farmers. Part of the reason farmers here are doing well is because of what they grow and where they send it.
I think generally it helps a state to have a more diverse mix.
That's Carrie Litkowski. She's with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Economic Research Service. She says with diversity,
they're not as vulnerable to price changes for a particular commodity.
She says farmers in our region grow a variety of big crops, but Midwest farmers tend to focus on just two, corn and soybeans. And soybeans took the biggest hit from the trade war, as China is our biggest customer for that crop. Another advantage for our region is what's happening with the dairy market right now. They'd seen lots of overproduction, but some of that production fell this last year, which meant prices went up. Rick Narabout is CEO of the Idaho Dairymen's Association.
Just recently, milk prices have gone above the break-even level to where our dairymen are starting to, you know, make back some of that money that they lost over the last 4 years.
Still, the future is hazy, like most of the ag sector right now. That's according to Michael Neveu, an economist with the American Farm Bureau.
I hate trying to make any kind of forecast in the current political and trade environment. It's one of those things that can change with a single tweet.
But here's an important thing to note. If you compare overall net income between the Mountain West and the Midwest, both look like they're doing okay. But right now, Midwest farms are being propped up with federal aid, and even with that financial help, the rate of farm bankruptcies there are going up faster. Still, overall, Neveu says farm debt across the nation is generally climbing more quickly than the value of what farmers own.
Which means your debt-to-asset ratios are going what we would consider the wrong direction.
And then there's the weather. It's also a bit of a crapshoot. Torrential rains and flooding hit already struggling Midwest farmers this year. Last year's hurricane season wasn't great for the Southeast. But here in the Mountain West, while there's always the threat of drought, we had a pretty good year. And that's a big deal in Mountain West states, where ag plays a major role in state economies. Garth Taylor is an economist with the University of Idaho. He does a yearly report on how ag is expected to do in the state. This last year, he thought Idaho farmers' net incomes would keep slipping.
And when USDA put out their numbers in September, we found delightfully that we were wrong.
Net incomes were nearly 90% higher than projected. And it wasn't trade wars that threw them off. It was day-to-day costs. Prices for fuel turned up lower than expected. And in turn, fertilizer and farm operations did too. That's all it took for the balance to shift between another down year and a regional resurgence. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.